This is the dog poet. God knows how or why. Well, anyway, I'm here with my friend Glenn Dormer. He's put some questions together for me. I have no idea what they are. He's living in my house right now, probably because he has nowhere to stay and his wife threw him out. I don't know. But anyway, well, probably his questions will answer that. Anyway, Glenn, what do you got to say?
Yeah, I'm really pleased to be visiting you here, Les, in southern Italy. Yeah, I have 10 questions, and I'll just start right
10 now. Questions?
10 questions. It's Sunday, the 9th of January, 2011.
Really?
My first question is, would you care to say where you were born and who your early influences were that led you to be a sort of pioneer in the search for truth?
Well, besides kind of like jerking me off by proxy, I mean, that's a very nice, but early influences, God. Later influences, God. Middle influences, God. Where was I born? Jersey City, New Jersey.
Okay, thank you. My second question, Les, was your radio video show in the 80s called Mr. Visible's Neighborhood your first media attempt to get the message out? The truth about the world is, in fact, far different from the reality the mainstream media tells us that we live in.
What's the next question? Oh, yeah, look. What the hell does that mean? I mean, I gave you all afternoon to come up with questions, you know, and this is the best you could do? This is surprisingly like, you know, I'm disappointed in you. Anyway, Jersey City, okay? I spent 6 months there. I went up to Japan for 6 years. I mean, what does one's background mean in terms of what one's... Oh, Jesus Christ. Go with Gandhi and look for salt. What can I say? Next question.
Are there any other truth seekers such as Michael Ribeiro, Rickson Stewart, or Jeff Rentz whose work you respect and trust?
I like Jeff Rentz a lot. I really like Jeff Rentz. I mean, I don't really go there a lot because, you know, he hosts a lot of people that I don't particularly like. But him personally, I like him a lot. Michael Rivera, good God, man. He's a prince. You know, I like him a ton. Rickson Stewart, I like Rickson Stewart a lot. And, you know, these guys don't like each other. You know that, right? They don't like each other. But, you know, as I've tried to tell them, I don't really care about their interfamilial bitch fights. I like all of them. Okay, go ahead.
My next question is, where were you and what were you doing when you first knew that 9/11 was the mainstream media theater?
I was coming out of the apartment down below where Suzanne and I live. And Suzanne said, you got to come up here. You got to see this. You know, and I went there and saw these smoking towers. Wait a minute. Do you mind if I just take a little swallow here? We're taking a short break, okay? Why don't I answer the question you didn't ask me, okay? How I felt about it and how I took it. First thing that happened was I looked at that and I heard the Arabs have done it. I heard Al-Qaeda did it. And the first thought that occurred in my mind that it damn well was not them, okay? Absolutely was not them. And then, oh God, the second tower got hit. And then the third tower went down. Nothing even hit it. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm looking right at this thing. And I had the BBC on because I'm in Europe, okay? So they announced the third tower falling something like half an hour before it happened, okay? And I'm saying, okay, oh, God, oh, God, oh, man. And all I could think was probably the usual suspects. Yeah. Do you want to know who the usual suspects are? Do you want to know who they are? Say it! Say it!
I would say Mossad and the CIA.
Well, yeah, but all financed by Rothschild. Okay, next question.
Okay, this is about four questions all at once, and let me say them all before you answer. Do you believe in God? What is the meaning of life? Why do you say that you are not a Christian? Are the Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists, or other non-Western religions closer to God's desire for us to be closer to Him in our lives? Who is Jesus Christ? Who is the
Give
devil?
Give me that piece of paper.
Who is the devil? Is
sorry. I said the bad word. Excuse me. Jesus, why would you? You're supposed to give me like 10 easy questions, and you've given that's 10 questions there. Okay, do I believe in God? Are you a moron? God's in my whole life. What is the meaning of life? The meaning of life is to find out why you got born into a world of total conflict. Okay? What is it that put you here? And do you have the sand to do something about it? Why do you say you're not a Christian? Because all religions are true. Are Hindus, Muslims, Buddhists, or other non-Western religions closer to God? She said nothing is closer to God, and God does not like religions. Okay. She said God does not like religions. Trust me. Who is Jesus Christ? I'm not going to answer that. Who is the devil? Satan. Is he the real entity? There's one God, okay? One is the righteous people see God, you know, as God, I suppose. But no one ever sees God. Doesn't it say that in the Bible? And then who's Satan? He's the one the wicked see. It's the same God. What is your view on homosexuality?
My next question.
Okay, yeah.
What is your kind of like a three?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Three part question. What is your view on homosexuality, premarital sex, marriage, and abortion?
Well, let's face it. I've been through everything here. What is my view on homosexuality? Well, it's a stage we all pass through, but it's pretty much a mechanism that the Jews are using to control cultural transformation in the world. And that's pretty obvious, unless you're a total moron, because they're in charge of every gay organization on the planet. Go and look at the boards of directors. Are you an idiot? Premarital sex. I think it's probably broke. Okay. Marriage? Never been married, but I finally did get married to the only woman I really love, and I am with her forever now. Had 250 different women before that, but when you find the real one, that's all there is. Abortion? Well, let's put it this way about abortion. Should you be aborted? Next.
Thank you. The seventh question is, do you make any distinction between Jews and Zionists? Are all Zionists related to the work of Khazarian Jews, like the Rothschilds?
That's a really difficult one. Look, there's bad people in every group of mixes. Probably most of the Semitic Jews do not have any problem in this world and are not creating problems. But the Ashkenazis are probably creating all the problems in the world, period. Why don't you ask me to explain what it takes to be born a Jew? Ask me. Come on.
What does it take to be born a Jew?
All right. Here's what happens. You're really screwed up in this life at some point. So God said, you know, you've really messed up. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you control, or the capacity to have control, over all material substance. And I am expecting you to do it in the behalf of the human race. If you don't, you're going to hell. Okay, so this explains what we've already seen. And they generally fail. That's kind of how it works. And that's why they wind up in a, 6 million? Should have been 20 million. It's too bad they didn't have enough people to be. Turn around, get the other one. See, here's another thing. Let me extrapolate upon this. First of all, this whole Holocaust thing and all of that 9 yards about the rest of it. What time is it? Oh, we're still okay. They killed like 20 or 30 million Russians, okay? Then they killed about 10 million Ukrainians. Then they killed all those people in Armenia. Yeah, all of them. Look at the Young Turks. Look at their names. Look at who they are. Go and look at the newly released catalog of who the slave dealers were. I mean, just pay attention. All right. All I could say was, Holocaust? Well, yeah, fine, but there's not enough of you. There got to be more of you so we can get more, okay? There should be a 4 or 5 times as many, given what your victims went through. Okay, go on.
My 8th question is, are the Khazarians the synagogue of Satan, as written in the book of Revelations?
Well, the synagogue of Satan is the Neo-Pharisees. Okay, so that should be very easy. Book of Revelations was St. John of Patmos taking a whole lot of mushrooms while he was sitting on an island. So, I mean, go on to the next question.
Okay, this is the 9th question. Why do you have such a love and respect for animals, especially dogs? What is the Devic realm?
Hmm. Poncho, come here. Here, my boy. Well, they're a lot better behaved than human beings are, aren't they? Aren't they a lot better behaved than human beings are? What is the Devic realm? That is the supreme kingdom run by Lord Ganesh, Lord Ganapati, okay? It's what you would call the angelic realm, okay? But we say where the jinns and the rest of it, I mean, whatever the religion is, it's all pretty much the same. Look, man born of Adam is God, potentially. The angelic realm is supposed to serve that, okay? You can't go into the Devic realm, and you really shouldn't, looking to come back and meet your creator. There you can only be a servant. That is why it is so perfect and important to be born in a human form. Now go on with the last one.
This is my last question. If life is like a football game, which is 60 minutes long, where are we in the game? Last quarter? And why do you say that the powers that be will not succeed in taking control of the whole world through international central banking and...
Because no one ever has. Ever. Ever. And by the way, I am 2-0 in the playoffs, okay? I picked, what, Seattle? Didn't I? Come on. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it, you punk.
Yeah, you picked Seattle.
And I picked the Jets. Did I not? Okay? Yeah. All right. So I know you guys don't think I watch football, but I pay attention to everything that's excellent and great. And I'm not going to tell you who's going to win tonight, but I'll bet you I go 4-0, won't I? Anyway, you have to back off now, and I have to go and talk to my public. God knows if they're still here. People, you know, it's the first time I've ever done this, but I like my friend Glenn. He's a very good guy. He could have come up with better questions, I would say. But, you know, hey, he's not me. But I don't ask myself questions, do I? You know, I feel like I should give you something useful. Contact me. I'm on Skype. Les.visible, right? I'm on Skype. You must have Skype. Les.visible. Well, that should make my phone ring off the hook. Anyway, it's been a pleasure as usual. I mean, I kind of think it is. But, you know, it's very difficult for me right now to make sense of all of this. And, you know, I can't trust myself very much right now. So I'm just going to do the best that I can. And the first thing that I want to say is I'll see you next week, or you'll hear me next week, if there is one. Meanwhile, you know, that ever-loving Lord that's all encircling us, that we're composed of, whose ground we stand upon, you better start trusting it, because your world is about to explode. It's about to blow up in your face. So, hey, have fun. I didn't quite mean it like that. Anyway, let me just say aloha and aruu!